Tyler?
Yeah?
Do it to it.
Okay, just go. Yeah. Wait for that door to close.
What are you mumbling about?
Door. Sir Thomas? Hey everyone, it's Sir Thomas, he's alive! If that's what you call it. The callous cowboy sailed past the entrance, right up to that son of bitch Margarine. God had told him that he could pass go, but that he couldn't collect gold goo. He spat in Margarine's face instead. I watched the cowboy as I massaged my heart, trying to make it beat again. When my heart was beating once again, I knew that was not Sir Thomas. Not only was it imitation armor, it was also coming apart at the seams. What the Jimmy Purcell is going on here? I was tentatively penciled in as out to lunch. Was this some fantastic ally of good old Sir Thomas? I'm just itching to act like Medea or be a rude metallic cowboy avenger like Tom. Only this time, actually do something to the bombastic bastard Margarine. I looked at Margarine, and then at the cowboy. And who the fuck was writing this? An ex-ping pong player? And before I could move my head again, my eyes magicked their sleeves right out of their destitution, right out of their existential hold on words and other living things. The cowboy avenger looked like he had now seen everything. And if he hadn't now seen everything, he was probably about to hear everything from the large and metallic voice of Margarine the Magnificent. But I wasn't sure that Margarine still had knees or legs, let alone mouths. And after one gigantic gulp of cold goo, I was ready to punt downfield to Margarine. The huge blue circles in the air exploded. I turned around to see a crayon punting cows like they were twigs. Margarine was lancing a boil, but it wasn't his. It belonged to the precocious bolo tie that the air called home. The llamas were lining up outside, their large talons not so talony in the naked midday sun, but I passed, punted, and kicked to them anyway, and sang them sweatshop songs. A man in a crystal seersucker suit ran in and exploded, incinerating everything in the entire house, almost. Everything was either on fire or truncated. The resulting flames formed a brilliant light that was so intense our marshmallows burned against it, as did our eyes. And despite all of this horror, someone was making farting sounds. Cold goo had been written in and smeared on the Bible millions of years ago. It is an ancient tradition, much like breathing air, much like sucking the air from truck tires, much like drinking from those tiny whiskey bottles. Despite failing to take down the sun, the crystal seersucker suit was still running around like a sweaty albino rototiller. I was so depressed that I watched as my life flashed before me. That didn't help, and neither did trying to float with the blue flotsam above the mess, like I sometimes floated above the cemeteries of Fear Street. And that was when I had one toke over my limit, sweet Jesus. Despite using all my mental powers, I could still see that turncoat spellman, Margarine. He was trying to levitate also, but his now literally holy tunic wasn't cooperating. No, no, Margarine gritted. His body shook furiously like a wet schnauzer. The intention wasn't comedy, but comedy it sure fuck was. I cinched up my pants and plotted my next pun. I was sure that I was the darling of this cautionary tale, but besides never wearing purple, I couldn't think of what it was cautioning against. Maybe against the human zoo that hisses at you every time Margarine and his cadre of rodents is around. Maybe. Maybe the point is just that I'm so darn cute. What? What did I just say? Cute? I asked myself, looking like La Traviata. Was in town.
You're so cultured.
That door Nambla. And then I saw it. It was a tiny, tiny ace of spades. Turning and turning in the singularly brilliant light of the moon. Pardon my asshole of this.
What?
It was given to me at birth. And damned if I've been able to do anything other than hiss and act like a jackass since. It's like I'm an entree on the human zoo menu. Marjorie and I both started screaming like white punks on dope, and at the same time. Except I got there first. Let go of my caramel apple, Charo! I gritted. I drew that ace of spades, and then I threw it into the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, which sent an electrical charge somehow through the Museum of Misery and Hysteria. God, I hope my corrugated computer is unplugged. This shithole could go up like Planet Rock, and it just won't stop. It's gonna drive me nuts. I'm tired, and I want to go big game hunting. I have hormones coming out my fingers, and fingers coming out my clavicles, and clavicles coming out my body parts I thought only an iguana had. I refer you to Grey's Anatomy, chapter 6, page 52. And for my referring trouble, I received 2,000 volts of the museum's electrical charge humming through my body. I sailed across the room like a crispy monkey chasing pom-poms. And after I hit the wall, my tiny comb-over started believing that I was a Central American country, and not just a mess on top of my head. I crawled, and I crawled, and I crawled some more. It was gruesome. It was grotesque. I peed myself. I crawled until I couldn't take it anymore, and then I spat at the cowboy. I had taken a pummeling and kept on crumbling. I crumbled by the light of the moon. I crumbled by the light of the raging fire. And despite all the crumbling, a sonic boom hit me, inundating my ears with the petulant cries of pets everywhere, barking, screeching, hiccuping, to be set free. And when no one's looking, I plan to set them all free. But first, when I regain my senses, I'm going to the movies. I grab some Doritos off the ground. I was rodently hungry. The pets would have to wait. They may die or carry on, but I'm fucking having a snack. I just slipped on the goddamn guacamole. I had guaranteed Doritos trademark and dip. And now this, and goddammit, I'm the one who brought the guacamole, and fuck, the Doritos trademark are metallic. Just fucking great. I actually said that out loud. My voice sounded otherworldly, like a dentist with rheumatoid arthritis had capped my tonsils instead of my teeth. I was maintaining, in a goddammit, the fucking Doritos trademark are made of metal sort of way. I was gyro-sobering like a minx, and wound up, where else, in front of that jackass Margarine. All that crumbling and I'd end up in this fat ass. But oh well, that's just the kind of crazy and amiable thing that happens in this sordid solenoid fantasy. Margarine started hitting his head like he was under attack from himself. The blows he was landing at were at frightening frequency. His once large teeth, now puny chiclets on the floor. It's like he had barely escaped a horrible carjacking gone horribler. With his chiclets' teeth and his sunny disposition, he and I were a cinch for first and second prizes in the solenoid fantasy category. So, you think I can defeat myself, is that it? He bellowed. A flame the size of Venice Beach ripped through his being and punted himself across the room and onto the fainting couch. There is nothing that can destroy me when I'm wearing my baby powder. This was one rugged guy. Margarine opened the brazenness with a par, and then parred on the next three belief systems, capping it off with fundamental Mormonism and five shiny new teenage wives. Burr, he would not achieve full Buddha nature until he birdied at least one belief system. Instead, there was another explosion, another spectacular blinding ray of light, and another stomach upset to last through seven reincarnations. The vernacular lit up like a blazing gold cigar. My hizzle had no sizzle, and my tea cozy had stopped cozying. But then the rays got stuck in midair. Chupacabras! Chupacabras and crawling! Chupacabras crawling and rays getting stuck in midair. These are the things that piss me off even more than Chewbacca pie. With a movement that was all brazenness, Margarine threw himself at the rays. His fat acidness freed the stuck rays, and the earth was bathed in a blazing light. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, man.
Trademark.